Hello everybody, I'm George Milan. Well, welcome back to my channel. This is about Ruth Ellis. So she's the notorious as the last woman in the United Kingdom to be executed. So Mrs. Ellis, as she was executed at Her Majesty's Prison, Holloway, in 1955. She had shot dead her boyfriend in cold blood in daylight in front of witnesses that April, only 3 months before Mrs. Ellis met her doom. So there's no doubt that she shot him. She's witnessed by about 20 people. She instantly confessed. She's arrested at the scene with a murder weapon, with the fingerprints on it. She admitted it multiple times, including under oath in the court, and again and again and again. There's not the slightest doubt that she killed him. So, you know, talk about an open and shut case. Right. I mean, she also murdered a child, but that's not the offence for which she was tried. So she's duly sentenced to death. So premeditated murder attracted the death sentence automatically. Murder with firearm attracted an automatic death sentence. There were other categories of murder which by the 1950s didn't have a mandatory death sentence. So the judge, Mr. Justice A. Havers, had no alternative. He was obliged to sentence her to hang. Now, reprieve campaign could get going. She could have appealed. She didn't appeal. And so she's given this posthumous conditional pardon. That doesn't mean that she was not, they're saying she's not guilty. It's lowering it to life imprisonment. Now, there was a bit of a reprieve campaign. Had she appealed, she might have been acquitted. I think it unlikely. They might have at least reduced the sentence. If you appeal, delay it by a few weeks. Your second appeal, delay it by a few more weeks. The longer they delayed it, the more likely they were to get a reprieve. And by this stage, a lot of men sentenced to death were reprieved, and almost every woman was reprieved. And in some of the confidential documents, which were released to the public about 40 years later, it was revealed that the then Home Secretary, who had the ultimate say over the royal prerogative of mercy, said, if we do not execute this woman, how are we ever able to execute a woman ever again? Because this is such a clear-cut case. And a leading factor in convincing the Home Secretary, William Lloyd George, to refuse to recommend clemency was she'd opened fire in a crowded place just outside a pub. One of the bullets had ricocheted and hit a bypasser in the hand. He said, I shan't tolerate that. That bullet could have hit that other woman in the head. So you all know, if you open fire when the other people are around, you will hang. Okay, because she killed not just her boyfriend, she could easily kill someone else. Mercifully, the other person who happened to be walking by, she was only slightly wounded. So that was it. Now, it's said that she was beaten up by her boyfriend. I don't know if that's true or false. People assume it as a fact. Okay. Now, obviously, domestic violence is terrible, but it's not murder. And it's not justificatory of murder. That she was emotionally abused for him, which is what? Which is being insulted or something like that. Leave him then. Don't kill him. So you see how the feminazi is saying murder is good. Murder is at very least acceptable. Murder isn't murder if a woman commits it against a man. If a man commits against a woman, well, that's a whole different ballgame. So somehow making murder less than allegedly slapping her. Maybe he slapped her, maybe he punched her, maybe he committed violent crimes against her, which of course is sickening. I'm not diminishing that. What they are is doing is bringing about a diminution of murder as though murder isn't murder, as though murder is some sort of misdemeanor. Wow. So anyway, so it's a politicized decision by this feminazi government. Now, I agree. I don't support the death penalty. So she was rightfully convicted of murder. And obviously, I would like to give her a life imprisonment. But I realized that the law at the time, there wasn't that alternative. The judge didn't have any discretion in a murder of this category. Okay. So now her posthumous death sentence has been replaced with a sentence of life imprisonment. Which, yeah, I suppose I approve of. I mean, I'm against capital punishment. Now, hers was obviously, you know, more contentious. If it was murder and furtherance of a robbery, if it was a serial killer, that would be different. Okay, so really it's because, you know, her grandchildren are happy about it, or her victim's grandchildren, presumably he has some, probably not going to campaign so much. Okay, so she left behind, she was 27 when she died, she left behind two children, one of her sons she unfortunately named Claire. You'd have got a lot of grief for that. The Magdala pub, where it still stands in Hampstead, is where the murder took place. So both she and Blakely were unfaithful to each other. She murdered one of her children and so on, and then he allegedly punched her very hard, causing a miscarriage. People are always assuming this as fact. I mean, maybe it's true, I don't actually know. She previously married to a dentist much older just for his money, but apparently he was bad to her as well. She'd left him, I think divorced him and so on. You can see that Dance of the Stranger film about it. in maybe it came in 1985. So there we go. Okay. So anyway, some Labour MPs are on this sign saying, oh, our domestic abuse system long ignored the realities of domestic abuse, our justice system. But wait a second, you know, domestic abuse was always a crime. It's true that the police, I mean, anecdotally, I've heard, didn't always intervene. Okay, there's domestic abuse of the most extreme kind that the Labour Party is in favour. Labour's all in favour of ultra-violence against little children. Anyway. So, of course, we want to free women from devastating cycles of abuse. That's not to say that murder is all right, which they seem to think. Yeah. OK, so she's certainly guilty of that. But no, I'm not saying that, you know, that, you know, if a man is violent to a woman, that's terrible. It's despicable. And of course, he should be punished, but he shouldn't be murdered. OK, so what these feminazis are about is for the death sentence without charge, without trial, without proof. For people who allegedly commit lesser crimes. Not trivializing violence against women is a serious problem, and it's detestable. Who would ever do that? But, you know, murder is still bad, and they're trying to say that it's not really bad. So there we go. I suppose I approve of this decision, but, you know, we might say a posthumous pardon is as pointless as a posthumous medal. Maybe bring some happiness to some people. I don't think it causes that many grief to many people. All right, toodaloo.